Well, it's Sunday, and I would like to welcome you to the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. We always open up the show with the Imperials' Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Here's a song we've not played before, at least here on our show. It's a relatively new music. It's by Cana's Voice. Holy Spirit, come fill this place.
Help help us make it through. So won't you please come and set us free? Oh, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place. Bring us healing with your warm embrace. Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Breath of God, we need a touch from you. Shine down on us with your light of truth. Stir our hearts and set our spirit free. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Our hearts are hungry for your perfect peace. Our souls are thirsty for the joy you bring. So send your glory, make your praise complete. Just once again. Holy Spirit, come and fill this place.
Send us rain.
Bring us healing with your warm embrace.
Touch us once again.
Show your power, make your presence known. Holy Spirit, come fill this place.
Cana's voice, Holy Spirit, come fill this place. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. He is here.
I sense an awesome movie of the Holy Spirit, and I see his countenance resting on your face. I know that there are angels hovering all around us for
That is so beautiful. Gaither Vocal Band. And he is here. Cana's voice before that with Holy Spirit, come fill this place. I want to do a couple of quick shout-outs and a big God bless you to Kathy Parker and her feline children, Willie and Waylon. They are listening down in Brighton, Tennessee. God bless you, Kathy. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to thank Judy Merritt for sharing the link to the program today. God bless you, Judy. And thank you so much for sharing the link, and thank you for tuning in to today's show. Well, speaking of Kathy Parker, here are the Happy Goodmans, and what a lovely name. Happy Goodmans, what a lovely name. Here's Gold City, Midnight Cry.
I hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and it's closer now. Hear the trumpet. When Jesus steps I see prophecies fulfilling and signs of the time.
Gold City, Midnight Cry. Here are the Cathedrals. It's Almost Over.
The winds of war keep raging through the land, far and near, the cry of hungry children, the pain, the falling tears, nations gather. Tried for years, yet war still rages higher, sweeping through the battlefield. We're living with the greatest promise that we will ever know, the promise came from heaven, a blessed peace and hope. Battles they keep raging higher, but we will have no fear. The Savior's arms are open, and soon he shall appear. It's almost
The Cathedrals, It's Almost Over, going out to Judy, man. I know you love the Cathedrals like I do, as we all do. Here are the Kingsmen, When God Reigns.
He ran to me.
That's the Kingsmen and When God Ran. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. You know, we talk a lot and we hear a lot about God's mercy and God's compassion. Now, in the Bible, the virtues of mercy and compassion are mentioned in many forms hundreds of times, especially in describing God's nature. Now, instead of giving us what we deserve, God has shown mercy again and again and again, not to take away our responsibility, but to give us a chance to repent and be saved. We can ask ourselves, what have we done with that opportunity? Here's some new music suggested to me by my precious cousin, Vicki Kidd. It's Jason Crabb and Dylan Scott. Good morning, Mercy.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on a mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way. Hallelujah, it's a brand new day. Good morning, mercy.
Tell us now.
Yeah, I'm still learning to trust and follow. I won't worry what tomorrow's gonna bring.
Dylan Scott, he gets tickled at the end. And Good Morning, Mercy, again, suggested to me by my precious cousin, Vicki Kidd. And Vicki, thank you so much for that suggestion. Every time I listen to the song, I start liking it a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. So it catches hold of you real quick. Here's Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Mercy Came Running.
Ever
gates of God's embrace. I can almost see mercy's face pressed against the veil. Looking down with longing eyes, mercy must have realized once his blood was sacrificed, freedom would prevail. And as the sky grew dark and the earth began to shake, with justice no longer in the way, mercy came running like a prisoner set free. I passed all my failures to the point of my need, when the sin that I
and Dean, mercy came running. As undeserving recipients of God's mercy, nothing else would be fitting than that we ourselves show unreserved mercy and compassion for other people. Indeed, we are commanded to be merciful as God is merciful. The Bible even speaks about compassion and care for animals. Compassion is to share the pain and to share the suffering of others and actively working to help them. Our greatest example, of course, is Jesus himself, who took upon himself human nature, giving his life to open a way of eternal salvation for all of us.
Bethlehem. There were signs of new construction on a mighty span, that in the hearts of all the lost would cast a shadow of a cross, 'cause that babe of Mary's crib would soon be mercy's rib. Hope was just across the river on heaven's side, but we were much too weak to swim with no boat to ride. God made a way that couldn't fail, a wooden cross, three rusty nails, and on Calvary's rugged ridge, mercy built a bridge.
Cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live. Leave all you give for mercy built a bridge.
Now we can cross, must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all to give, the mercy built a bridge,
where Jesus died.
That's the Hensons, and Mercy Built a Bridge. Here's some new music by Ben Fuller and his group Essential Worship, and it's called Mercy.
Was the cross meant for me that my Savior carried? Oh, I've been made free by the mercy of God. I'm living proof of what the mercy of God. You believed me then, you believe me now. He turned my whole life upside down, took the old and he made it new. That's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story, how I've overcome. Goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. And I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done, but it's goodness and mercy and the power of the blood. I thought I six feet beneath the earth, for all the things I've done, the things I've said, choices made that I regret. Oh, I would still be lost, but for the mercy of God. And mercy and the power of the blood.
meant for me that my Savior carried. Oh, I've been made free by the mercy of God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did that. That's, of course, a live version of their recording. And Ben is a recovering addict and just so inspirational, been through so much, and one who is a prime example of God's mercy and God's grace and love. And he is out sharing that with everybody right now, touching a lot of people, including this old guy. And I want to thank Mary Lou Foster for sending that song to me, a suggestion. And then I went out and bought it at Amazon. And such a great investment. And just really blessed my heart the first time I listened to it. And of course, I watched Ben because it was a video. That's something we don't have, of course, on the radio. And I could see something very, very special in him. And you won't find anybody quite as honest, to the point of it becomes uncomfortable sometimes, as a recovering addict. They will not pull any punches with you, I guarantee you. Hey, I want to do some shout-outs real quick, if that's okay with you. And I'm going to be, one of these days, I'm going to be playing a song by, Vicki Taylor Chitwood. Vicki Chitwood Taylor, excuse me. Vicki, I just changed your whole name around. And I just knew her as Vicki Chitwood back in the day. And she is probably one of the sweetest Facebook friends that I have, and has been just a marvelous person throughout the years, and touched many lives in so many ways with her horses, her attitude, and her singing ministry. At one time, she and a lady by the name of Gail Bridges would go around the local churches and sing and share. And guess what? I think I just found her song. I'm going to play this. Now, you got to remember, she made this MP3 file from a record, okay? So it hasn't had a lot of studio production. But you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit when Vicki and Gail sing. Here they are in 10,000 years. wow. Vicki Chitwood-Taylor and Gail Bridges. Gail has gone on to be with the Lord, but her legacy here on earth is going to be around for quite some time. And they blessed a lot of hearts as they traveled around to all these churches singing. And Vicki, thank you so much for letting me share that song with our listeners. And I tell you, I have some very talented listeners like Sue Shelton, okay, and Connie Gibson, and Teresa Cook, our sisters. And then Mama was very talented, too. Now, who gave me all this information? Well, another very talented member of the family, a cousin, that's Phyllis Ashcraft, has shared all this information with me and let the cat out of the bag. Of course, I knew that Sue was a great singer and just a stellar person. So I wanted to do a shout out to her and to her husband, Jack Shelton. God bless you guys. And thank you guys for your music ministry over the years and all the many, 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 many lives you've touched. And those lives will go out and touch other lives because of your dedication and your singing ministry. I want to do a shout out also to Kathy Myers on the road to recovery after a very debilitating stroke. And she's doing quite well. Of last reports, but please keep those prayers going up for her. I want to do a big shout out to Herschel Whitaker, a combat Korean War veteran, and we love him. And I want to do a shout out to his daughter Diana Lyons and her husband Bobby, Jamie, and Sonny Denny down in Elihu, in the Elihu community, out right outside of Somerset, in a little area called Cabin Hollow. Listen to us occasionally. When Sonny, this time of the year, he's going to be out on the lake. He's going to be crappie hunting. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So Jamie gets a reprieve. God bless you both. Thank the world of both you guys, Jamie and Sonny. And a big shout out going all the way down to New South Wales and Corwa, Australia, to Jenna and Carl Wheeler. Good day to you both. And a big God bless you to you both. I want to do a shout out also to some of my family. I've got two sisters. As I've told you before, they're half sisters, but we don't have any halves. They're my sisters. Alicia Perry and lives up in Indiana, and Cheryl Ann Reynolds, who lives down in McCrary County. I want to do a shout out to them. I love you guys dearly, both of you. I want to do a shout out to my cousins, my precious special cousins, Temple Duncan and her beautiful daughter, Cherie. And let's see, I've got to talk about my Aunt Joan Smith. I mean, if you would know Joan, and a lot of you do, you will know what I mean when I say she has been such a spiritual guide and inspiration to me throughout the year. She's never faltered, never wavered. And I love you dearly, Joan. Love you too, Bill. That's her husband. Love you too, Roger. That's my cousin Vicky's husband. If I don't say to Roger that I love him, I think he gets cranky. No. No. And I want to do a shout out to Jane Whitus and her husband, Herschel, down in Somerset, Kentucky. And Roberta Lander, who has just brought me so much joy with her posts and her comments the last several months. Went to high school with me and has become a listener the last several months and has blessed me many, many times over. God bless you, Roberta. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Jimmy Fortune and Daly and Vincent. I believe.
When I see the sunrise in the morning, when I feel when I hear the sound of children playing, I know it's all part of God's amazing grace, and I believe I that he gave his life for me. I was there the day my mama went to heaven. I held her hand as she closed her eyes to sleep, and I felt the power of 10,000 angels take her soul away to be crowned at Jesus' feet. And I believe there's a place called heaven, and I believe in a place called
formerly of the Statler Brothers, tenor singer, and also Bailey and Vincent, and I Believe. Here's Legacy 5. That's what makes believers believe.
Makes believe. that God in all his glory
has spoken to my soul.
Legacy 5. That's what makes believers believe. Here's Sandy Patty. It is well with my soul. Sandy Patty. It is well with my soul. Here's new music by Katie Nicole. For those of you, and I've got a lot of listeners going through some really, really tough times right now. It's called Hold On.
I don't have the words to say, and I don't even know where to start. But even when my efforts are in vain, somehow my tears explain to you my heart. You hear my voice. Well, I can't even say a word when I can't speak. My silent cry your ears have heard, for I know you're somewhere watching, and you see each tear that's falling, and to you the message of each drop is clear. Oh Lord, you hear, I'm glad you hear the voice of falling tears. Each teardrop speaks of loved ones gone astray. They tell of broken dreams of yesterday. Tears explain to you the heart of every man. This language only you can understand. You hear my voice. Well, I can't even say a word when I can't speak. My silent cry your ears have. And to you the message of each drop is clear. Oh Lord, you hear, I'm glad you hear the voice of falling tears. When earthly words get in the way of this miracle I need, I just bow before your throne, and once again my
Dean Hickman of the Guardians Quartet, new music for us, and Voice of Falling Tears. Would you join me in prayer, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we approach your throne today to first thank you. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. And thank you, Lord, for using such an imperfect vessel like me to share that message with others. Lord, we continue to lift up Tom Joyce, Sue Estes, Kathy Myers, Pat Miller, Sheila Maxwell, Linda Kendall, Ben Foster, Terry Drake, Lori Gallagher, Temple Duncan, Tim Duncan, Mary Lou Foster, Sue Stevens, Sina Knudsen, Marissa Elder, Glenda Elder, Junior Philpott, Ed Snell, and Luke Amberge. all a part of or are directly connected to our listening family. All needing strength and healing. And some needing the peace and comfort, Lord, that only you can provide. Lord, we ask for that same peace and comfort for all those who have had to say goodbye to loved ones and who are now making their home with you in heaven. Father, we thank you for your love and we thank you for your grace. And oh my, we thank you for your mercy that renews each day. Thank you for allowing me to highlight that message of mercy today, Lord. Father, please bless all of our first responders and bless all of our frontline medical personnel. Bless all of our troops stationed throughout the world. And we pray for wise and godly leaders. And Father, please bless each one who listened today and bless those who will listen to the recorded broadcast. And Lord, thank you again for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. Lead, guide, and direct us each day, Lord, in everything that we do. And forgive me where I have failed you. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
She had suffered many years. She had cried so many tears. In her heart, her hope was all but gone. Until the healer came through town, she pressed her way through the crowd. When she touched his clothes, that's when he turned around.
Passion of her need.
That's Karen Peck and New River and Who Touched Me. You have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet. It'll be rebroadcast on WIHE-LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, and that's a part of Wesley Communications. My name is Frank Crabtree. It has been my blessing, first of all, to bring you the show, and my pleasure. Thank you guys so much for tuning in faithfully each Sunday. Don't quit praying for me. I think that's what keeps me going. You know, it's like gasoline for an old Model T. You know, the prayer for me, and please keep it going. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. I mean, so many things have happened to me since I started doing this on Sundays consistently. They say if the devil's never bothering you and attacking you, you're not doing anything. So I guess I wasn't doing anything for a while because, boy, he has come at me full steam ahead the last several months. But with your prayers, we're going to keep on doing this. Pray for Terry, and she had just such a great time yesterday at a time of joy with the marriage of the youngest son, Trey, Everybody was rejoicing. Everybody had a great time. But anyways, I will try and do this again next Sunday with the help of the Lord. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. God bless each and every one of you. Going out with Elvis. Known only to him.
Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I'll fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only. This world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross I must bear? Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I'll fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what But I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only.